Keep in mind, he says, reflect and understand the grace of God and don't dismiss it lightly, but instead strive to appreciate its magnitude in both scale and nature, and you will begrudge nothing of your own. He set aside his glory so that you, not through his wealth but through his poverty, might be wealthy. If you don't believe that poverty can bring about riches, consider your Lord, and you will no longer have any doubts. For if he hadn't become poor, you wouldn't have become rich. For this is the wonder, that poverty has made the rich richer. And by riches here, he means the understanding of godliness, the washing away of sins, justification, sanctification, the countless blessings he has given us and plans to give. All these benefits came to us through his poverty. What poverty? Through his incarnation and becoming a human and suffering what he suffered. And yet, he didn't owe this to us, but you owe it to him.